So I work with a team based at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. Well, I'm at the University of Alaska Anchorage. The rest of the project team, Melanie Cueva, Laura Revels, Reggie Coonley, Nancy Schoenberg, Mark Dignan, and Anne Lanier, most of them are at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. I also realized that it's not November 2nd. I had another presentation on November 2nd about the impact of digital storytelling on viewers, and I have some information about that here if you'd like to pick it up after the session today. So first and foremost, I'd like to acknowledge our community health workers, Alaska's community health aides and community health practitioners, who are often the sole medical providers in their rural communities. I'd also like to acknowledge the funding for this research. It's funded through an R21 with the National Cancer Institute, and our project officer is on here as well. We also had funding from the Office of Behavioral and Social Services and the Office of Disease Prevention. I don't have any conflicts of interest to disclose. And I'd like to talk a little bit about our in-person cancer education. Over about the last decade, we've provided in-person cancer education to Alaska's community health aides and community health practitioners. As recently as the 1950s, cancer was a rare disease among Alaska Native people, but beginning in the 1990s and continuing through today, it's the leading cause of death. Colorectal cancer, lung cancer, and breast cancer are our leading cancers in the state, but one in every five deaths for Alaska Native people is due to cancer. As a result of this, Alaska's community health aides and community health practitioners who work in 178 rural communities in Alaska that are off the road system, so they're not connected to any rural or other urban area via road. You have to snow machine or fly or take a boat to get to any other community usually. Those folks have requested more information about cancer, and it's everything from screening and early detection to self-care and palliative care and grief and end-of-life care. As a result of that, we've conducted in-person cancer education courses, and we've really explored ways that the community health aides and health practitioners would like to receive information. And story has emerged as something that the community health workers have asked for. So we've combined some of the traditions of storytelling with modern technology to incorporate digital storytelling into our courses. And digital storytelling is an innovative tool where we invite participants to write a 200 to 250 word story, then record that story and put their own music and pictures to it, often pictures that they've brought of their family and friends and of their communities. And we begin this process by all sitting around a table and spreading out quotes about story, and we invite people to choose one of these quotes that speaks to them. So on your chairs, for those of you that are sitting in the back, you can look for some quotes that are not yet taken. I've left one or two quotes, and you might already have a quote about story in your mind. You're welcome to use that, but choose one that speaks to you. And I'd like to take a minute. Usually in our small group, we go around the table and everybody shares a sentence or two about why they chose that quote and why it speaks to them today. Maybe it reminded of something they already knew, or maybe it sparked new knowledge. And I'd like you to turn to somebody next to you and just tell them what you see in this quote that you've chosen. Usually when we go through this activity with the community health workers in Alaska, everybody chooses a quote and then they share something that's often deeply powerful and resonant to them about the power of story. So I didn't get to hear all of what you told people about why you chose these quotes or if there was something about story that resonated with you, but I have a suspicion that some of you may have connections to story. So in being a little bit more demonstrative about what these digital stories look like, I'm going to play you a digital story that was written by Laura Revels, who's one of the members of our project team and also works with the community health workers in Alaska, and she'll describe a little bit about our work. And they told me that the sound will work, but bear with me if it doesn't work quite right.
We know what these numbers mean. Cancer is a serious concern in our Alaska Native communities. Usually in public health, when we talk about cancer, we talk about how it is the leading cause of death among Alaska Native people. We talk about numbers. Alaska Native people talk and share through stories. Stories have been used by the Alaska Native people to entertain, pass down traditions, values, and share knowledge. Add technology to it, and we have digital storytelling, storytelling for today that is portable and accessible. Digital storytelling is a community-based approach to health messaging and media. Through digital storytelling, we have found a culturally respectful way for Alaska community health workers to share knowledge about cancer. Providing medically accurate cancer education that is relevant to our communities is sometimes a challenge. But through our 5-day cancer education and digital storytelling course, we're able to provide the latest information about cancer and teach our learners how to share their cancer knowledge and how to share it through digital storytelling. Community health workers often shared that they were not comfortable talking about cancer with family, friends, patients, and that cancer is a tough subject. But after learning about cancer and how to talk about it, participants realized they really want family, friends, and their community members to be around for a lot longer and were now more comfortable about talking about cancer. As one of the learners had shared, knowing more about cancer makes it easier to talk to others. And another one shared, I appreciate having hands-on information. I believe digital stories will make an important educational tool. So did we meet our goal of having people talk about cancer? It is best summed up by another one of our learners. The word cancer was always a scary word. To many people, it means death. To be able to share information I learned can help many people. And just speaking the word cancer so many times during the course makes it easier to bring it up as a topic. How do community health workers feel about digital storytelling being a part of the cancer education course and it being culturally respectful? A participant said it best. All the cancer education was great, but I learned the most from other participants and their stories. I think digital stories make it more real. Not just a pamphlet or a statistic on a piece of paper, it makes more sense. With cancer education, you can learn what's going on in the body, but with digital storytelling, it showed us what is going on in each individual's heart. And what does this mean to me as one of the researchers and trainers on this project? Our numbers do tell the story. And that story is how the Alaska Native people are going to change the story of cancer in their communities. And I am honored I get to be a part of that story. Thank you to all of our community health aides and community health workers for all the work that you do. Thank you for letting us be a part of your story.
So thank you for watching that story by Laura. To evaluate the impact of digital storytelling, we evaluated the results of 4 different cancer education courses that were held in Alaska, each during 2014 between March and October. So there were 2 trainings held in Anchorage, 1 in Bethel and 1 in Nome, and the stars on this map represent the communities where the community health aides and practitioners came from. Now, the communities where the health workers came from ranged in size from 52 people to 838. And we had about 30 health workers who participated in total, and they had a variety of technological skills and backgrounds. But all of them successfully completed a digital story with something that was true to them and their experiences. The majority of our participants were Alaska Native, and the majority were female, which reflects the demographics of community health workers, the community health aides and practitioners in Alaska. We conducted a variety of different evaluation strategies. We had all of our community health workers complete our written end-of-course evaluation, and then we had an optional teleconference that we had held after a week for people to phone in and tell us what they had done with their digital stories. We also asked each participant to complete 4 weekly viewer logs. After 1 month, we had records of who they showed their stories to. And then we conducted in-depth interviews at 2 to 3 months post-course, and then invited all of the participants to complete a survey at 6 months post-course. So at the end of course, we asked folks, are digital stories a helpful way to learn about cancer? And 100% of our respondents said, yes, they are a helpful way to learn about cancer. The community health workers shared that it was a culturally relevant tool and it promoted community wellness. And I've invited a variety of people around the room to help read some of the words of our community health workers to let them speak for themselves a little bit. So I'd like to invite the person who has this quote to read it.
You can watch it over and over and it still is informative. It's easier to absorb the information. Stories stick with you. Digital stories open up a dialogue for other people to open up and talk about cancer. People tell their stories and others will be inspired.
Thank you. Also on the end of course evaluation, we asked people, how effective do you think digital stories are as a way to share cancer-related health messages? And 28 out of 30 ranked digital stories as being very helpful as a way to share information about cancer. The other two said that they were a pretty good way to share information about cancer. And in written comments, participants also shared that the digital stories were healing, empowering, motivating, and inspiring. And I've invited somebody else to read one of the quotes of our community health worker.
People connect by story. Stories can be passed on. Each digital story helps with healing, gives you a vision and a voice that can be heard. Digital stories come from the heart, encouraging people to get regular checkups, feeling healthy, more exercise.
Thank you. On the end of course evaluation, we also asked whether this creating a digital story as part of the cancer course had increased their knowledge about cancer and their comfort to talk with people about cancer. And the vast majority, 29 out of our 30 respondents, said that yes, they felt like that this had increased their comfort and knowledge about cancer. And then one additional person said that they had already been fairly comfortable talking about cancer. I've invited somebody else to read a quote from a community health worker. Thank you. We also asked people, as a result of creating a digital story, did anything change in what they intended to do? And we've heard from other cancer courses that people take one of these classes and they say, I'm going to change my behavior, which for somebody who works in behavior change is rather incredible. So we asked the same question, as a result of creating a digital story as part of a 5-day cancer education or wellness course, do you intend to do anything different? And people said yes. They intended to support community wellness. They intended to change the way that they interact with clients, that they were now more comfortable talking with them about cancer and plan to talk with them and recommend screenings for them. That they plan to change the ways they interacted with their family. We heard people say, I'm going to sit down with my uncle and tell him that it's his birthday and it's time for him to get a colorectal cancer screening. Or they were going to purchase healthier foods to cook for their families, or that they were going to change things for themselves. We heard from people that they plan to stop smoking, or they plan to start walking regularly. At the post-course teleconference, this was optional, and we invited people to call in and just tell us how things were going. We had 12 people who called in, and people talked about how they were applying the information that they had learned from the course, and how and where they were showing their stories. And I've invited somebody to read a quote from one of our community health workers.
My sister had a birthday, so I sent her a wellness card to remind her to get screened. Showed stories with family, really touching. Started my mom thinking about her colon screening and put seed in dad's head about colon screening. Both of my parents are in their 60s and overdue for colon screening.
Thank you. So you can hear from these people that just creating this digital story has really been a catalyst for action in a variety of different ways. And often these people, because they're one of the gateways for health and the only gateway for health in their communities, that people come to them for this knowledge. And so for them to be more comfortable suggesting the screenings and suggesting behavior change is huge in Alaska. We also collected viewer logs from our community health workers at 1 month post-course, and we discovered that they had showed their digital stories over 57 times to at least 974 viewers. And keep in mind, these are communities that range from about 60 to 800 people. So we had people say that they posted it on Facebook pages, they'd shown it to their tribal council meeting, they'd shown it at the health clinic, they'd shown it at schools, at community presentations, family gatherings, health fairs. They'd also posted it on the web and on YouTube. And one community health practitioner even discussed how she got permission to share her story at the regional basketball championship tournament in her high school gym. She also prepared a short speech to accompany her showing. And I've invited somebody else to read a quote from one of our community health workers.
I showed my story at the Rec Center at the Elder and Youth Conference to people from 15 surrounding villages. The one thing I discovered is it brought up a lot of discussion. They would talk about my brother, my mother, or I had cancer. So it brought up a lot of discussion about how cancer has affected each person. And that was a lot of fun.
Thank you. We also heard from people that they'd shown it in one-on-one situations too, and that sometimes this was a tool for words that they hadn't had before. We had one community health aide say that she was concerned because her son was a smoker and her father had died from lung cancer, but she had never had the words to have that conversation with her son. So when she got back from the training, she sat down and said, "I made the digital story, would you like to see it?" And it was a digital story about her dad. And as a result of that, her son stopped smoking. We also conducted in-depth interviews at 2 to 3 months post-course, and we learned that people became more comfortable talking about cancer. One of our community health aides said, "I was never comfortable talking about cancer with my family and patients. It's a hard subject. But I realize I really want my family and friends and people in my community around longer. I am more comfortable talking about it now." We also heard how much of a positive experience it was for the community health aides and practitioners to create digital stories. One of them told us it was therapeutic and hopeful for the future that stories like these are shared and make a difference. It was very emotional for me, but I was able to release what I had bottled up. We also heard that they were excited to go home and share their stories. One of them told us, "I can't wait to show this story and start to create others." We invited all of our participants to take an online survey at 6 months post-course. And we saw that there had been at least 94 total showings. And these are only in specific instances for those that posted it on their Facebook page or on a website. We didn't have a way to track how many individuals viewed that because there are so many different community health workers. So at 6 months, the community health workers reported that they were continuing to share their digital stories with their friends, their families, their coworkers, and their communities. And that there were incredibly positive viewer responses. And I've invited somebody else to read one of the words of our community health worker.
"These stories are created by us. Sometimes we make a big impact in people's lives without knowing it. This allows us to take these movies home and show them to our families and people within our community. Some people don't read too good, and it helps them understand when we do the story. It opens them up to ask questions and to understand more."
Thank you. We also asked about behavior change. So at the end of course, people told us that they were going to change their behavior. And we asked them, did anything happen at 6 months? Did any of those things that you'd intended to do come to pass? And people said, yes. 61% of them said, "We are now eating healthier." And often it wasn't just for them, but it was for their families. Keep in mind that the majority of our community health workers are women, and that the majority of the communities that they're in are often cousins or other family members. So when they change their behavior, it also has an impact on their whole community. About half of them also said that as a result of creating a digital story as part of this cancer education course, they had now, in the past 6 months, received one of their recommended cancer screening exams. And 17% of them said that they had either quit or reduced tobacco. So in summary, digital storytelling combines oral storytelling traditions with computer technology as an education and social advocacy tool. It combines a person's recorded voice with their choice of pictures and music to bring the power of the media into the voices and hands of community members as both a meaningful and culturally relevant health messaging tool. In the words of a participant, digital stories come from our community, the voices and faces of our own people, so it's more powerful. It has more of an impact, and it touches people's hearts. And we'll save our questions till the end.